Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod. This is where you get soothing affirmations to help you live in self-love. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. Thank you for joining me today. It's now June, so happy Pride Month. We also have Juneteenth coming up. I should also note that some of you may have noticed last week the podcast wasn't available for a bit. That was not the podcasting apps. It was actually the hosting service. So all the podcasts on the hosting service were down for a little while. I apologize for that. Everything's fully resolved. Today's episode is called Recovering from Burnout. Even as I had this one ready to go for you, requests continued to come in for an episode on this topic. Some of you are students who are burnt out after a very rigorous academic schedule. Others of you are teachers who have reached the finish line of this school year and you're seeing how exhausted and depleted you are. Now, for others, this is a request because work demands have been through the roof and you're really struggling to stay motivated. Some of you are also needing this one because you are caring for a loved one. It wasn't as taxing at the beginning, but now that you're this far into it, you see things are not sustainable for you and you are feeling depleted and burnt out. I have had these seasons too. It's like you're walking around as an empty shell, looking inside for the resources and anything to help you get through, but you've used up everything you've got inside. And it's definitely shifting gears to put yourself in recovery mode. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now here's affirmations for recovering from burnout. I think I can do so much. Then the unexpected happens. I overestimate things. I underestimate other things. I put so many wheels in motion. I keep trying to save the day. I run like this isn't gonna catch up to me. But now it's caught up to me. And I'm burnt out. It's hard to admit that I'm exhausted. It's hard for me to say I've overextended myself. It's hard for me to be with the truth that I'm burnt out. I didn't recognize it right away. But now I see I've reached my limit and gone past it. I'm depleted. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I've put so much in, and I have nothing left. There's been so much stress. On top of stress. On top of even more stress. I need rest. It's time for me say no, and even more no's. It's time for me to clear more off my schedule. My priority is me. I need to recover. I need to listen carefully to my body. I need to simplify my life and give myself time to regain my strength. My strength will return. I need to give it time. I need to go from resenting life to loving life. So I'm letting myself be still and give myself permission to stay still for a while. I am giving myself recovery time. I'm stepping back from the noise. I'm stepping back from the stress. I'm stepping back from the pressure. I'm stepping into sources of light. I'm stepping into sources of love. I'm stepping into sources of levity. I am finding release and renewal. I check on how I'm feeling. I look at what I'm thinking. I keep watch on what I'm believing and telling myself. I'm going back to the basics. recovery needs a different pace. So I'm adjusting goals. I'm adjusting schedules. I'm adjusting priorities. I affirm myself right now. I am prioritizing my needs. And I'm doing what I need to care for my needs. May you be refueled and recharged as you recover from burnout. It can be such a challenge to care for our own needs when we've been at a pace of giving and showing up for others while neglecting what we need inside. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatru.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatru.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. The sister episode to this one is called Experiencing Burnout. It is episode 302. Again, it's called Experiencing Burnout, and it is episode 302. Now, there's an episode a couple months ago called Interrupting Negative Thoughts. I'd given examples of names people have given for their inner critic. Sharon Salzberg calls the inner critic Lucy. Julia Cameron calls that negative voice inside Nigel. That episode published a couple months ago, but some of you are still sharing with me the names that you give to your inner critic, your voice of self-doubt. Kayla recently shared that she's using one that was from the Disney film Luca, where the characters named their voice of self-doubt Bruno. So I guess in this case, we do talk about Bruno. And Kayla says, so now, just like in the movie, when her voice of self-doubt shows up, she says, Silencio, Bruno. If you haven't listened to that episode, or you know you need to listen again, it is called Interrupting Negative Thoughts, and it's episode 403. Again, it's called Interrupting Negative Thoughts, and it's episode 403. If you would like to have access to all the Affirmation Pod episodes with no ads and no announcements, that's available for Premium Access members. Premium Access members also get bonus episodes. There's over 80 of them now. They are not available on this podcast. Find out more or to join by going to affirmationpod.com/join. That's affirmationpod.com/join. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.